My beloved, the feeling, it seems to me, that we should endeavor to engender in our affirmations is I'm right in the silence. Further than that, I hear the melody, the eloquence, the spirit in the silence speaking to me. Oh, so still, so refined, so full of completely undisturbed light. I am God. I feel within my being that we're doing very well. Now, the perfection breath. Think of the word. What a positive, powerful sound. That word, perfection. And what an infinitely beautiful and soft and all-pervading feeling comes when we feel into the meaning of the sound of the word perfection. Perfect. North, south, east, west. The same. As above, so below. As within, so without. The human made divine. The physical transmuted of all its dross. Subtly transformed to the spiritual. Earth made into heaven. Man, knowing his own nature, God. So, my beloved, you will notice how important it is to do all our breathings correctly, no matter what you may be thinking of as a piece of machinery, and how delicate and how beautiful it is. There is no machine that ever has been made or ever will be made that in principle is not fashioned on your body and its principles. Man is greater than the things that he makes. Now, you know this perfection breath is the fourth of the key breaths. It is breathed standing, posture much the same. At the command position, we bring the arms up level with the shoulders, clenching our fists, thumbs up, with a feeling of power in arms and fists the same as we have in the legs and the feet. Then we exhale, and then emptied, we slowly inhale. We retain the breath. Then at the command, swing number one, we swing the arms outward from the shoulders, forming the body into the cross that it is. And then we return to the first position, fists clenched in front. And thus we make in all three such swings, returning each time to the first position. Then we exhale vigorously. We take a little breath, and then we relax entirely. So therefore, as one man, we stand, we turn to the left to prepare ourselves for the perfection breath. Don't disturb the atmosphere. Use your eyes. Now I suggest that with our eyes closed, just try a little experiment. Can we instantaneously be filled? Filled with what? Filled with what we truly are. Now, ever so gently, feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, snapped back, the buttocks, the body right up, I'm standing even in the form that is mine. Now position. Now clench those fists. Feel the pressure dovetailing between the fists, the buttocks, and the feet. Now, first, the thought. All together we exhale. Now I'm taking in life. 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 Now a big sniff inward. Hold it. Now we get ready. Swing number one. Swing number two. Swing number three. Arms to the sides. We exhale. And now we relax entirely. Coming right down. As I prepare myself to think the greatest thought I ever shall be able to think. Whatever the Creator is, I am. Differentiated from all other life forms in this universe, I am the Creator in human form. The Creator is right here, right in the heart of me, right in the mind of me, right in the substance of me, right in the being of me. Reveal thyself, O Lord of my life, O Lord of the eternal, thou that art the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, forever. Come, I wait, I listen, I am still. I watch within me. And now I will to see the Creator at work within the temple. As feeling happy upward, doing your work, giving thanks outward, now slowly and a long, deep, sweeping sigh. Now I lock it up as I take another little breath and a quick sigh. And I sit down quietly. My beloved, do not let it depart from you. You'll never be able to see outside what you seek. It is within you. As you all probably know, there's an eye in the human body, long since atrophied, with the vast majority of the human race, but capable of, at all times, of being rejuvenated and resuscitated. That eye always sees. I'm speaking very kindly. No matter what you've learned before, listen. And now, we pass into a breath that I myself am particularly fond of, because in retrospect it seems to me that we can learn very much. Every one of us looking back into his life can see how foolish we've been and mistakes that we've made. But when we have our mind upon the loveliest thing I have ever known, then of course we can have our mind upon nothing lower than that. Perfectly simple. That is the simplicity of elementary psychology. It's the simplicity of truth. And there is naught higher than truth. Now, my beloved, you know the The vibromagnetic breath, same posture, the same procedure for filling ourselves, finally with a big sniff, then the retention, and then the three swings. Now the palms face each other as the arms are parallel. Now you see the difference between the vibromagnetic breath that we are now about to breathe and the cleansing breath in the matter of the palms of the hands. In the vibromagnetic, the palms are opposite to each other. In the cleansing breath, the palms are downward. And then, in this breath, we have three swings. We stand erect, we do not bend the spine as we swing, and we keep the swing going so that we form as near a circle as we can. Three times, then we exhale, we inhale, then comes that beautifully mystic affirmation. So together, again as one man, we stand, we turn to the left. Very good. Our reward is sure, because we are sincere. First, the posture. Feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees. Now the hands. Beautiful. Now all together we exhale. Now I'm taking in life. 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 Splendid. Now a big sniff inward. Hold it. And be happy. Now we get ready. Swing number one. Keep your eyes closed. Swing number two. Swing number three. Arms at the sides. We exhale. And now we relax entirely. And now, my beloved, into that holy realm within ourselves. And now, I'm thinking of the loveliest thing I have ever known. The loveliest thing I have ever known. There it comes before my mind. That beautiful picture, perhaps from the long ago, perhaps from the far away. But there it stands, perfectly clearly delineated before my mind, as if it happened but a moment ago. I thank thee, Lord, for my memory. I thank thee that I am able to bring back from the vault of the past any beautiful thing that is in my memory. And I pledge myself, I vow, that from this moment henceforward, nothing shall enter my memory. No idea of negation of whatsoever kind. No idea of disease, decay, senility, old age, disappointment, doubt, failure, death. Nothing shall enter my memory. But that which is in unison with all good and my own very highest conception of truth. And there I see the whole conduct of man. There I see my whole conduct. And so I will that picture shall be lost again in the absorption of my being. As feeling happy upward. Now feeling happy upward. Not thinking that you are happy. Feeling happy upward. Giving thanks. Imagining that great overflowing cup. Slowly, I take a little breath and a long, deep, sweeping sigh. Now I take another little breath and a quick sigh. And I sit down quietly. Now, my beloved, instantaneously, now you it is who are doing your work, bless you. Now I'm peeling out to the right as I begin the healing breath, the healing breath. I'm peeling out to the right. I'm feeling up toward my right-hand neighbor. And there comes that beautiful vibration taking me away to the right. To the right. To the right. It seems as if I'm on the bosom of a great billow, going out over a far outstretching sea. To the right. It seems as if I'm on a cloud, going out endlessly through space. To the right. I am developing prana in the positive center of my willpower. I am developing the origin of life, the origin of life, the current of life. The life current within me, in the positive center of my willpower. I am developing the current of the universe. I am developing the spirit of the current of the universe, in the positive center of my willpower. Now, my beloved, no thinking, all feeling. Just let the body do what it wants to do. All feeling after it, no thinking. I am developing prana in the positive center of my willpower. And now, I reverse the current. I'm feeling to the left. And there it comes again. That beautiful vibration taking me away to the left. It seems to grow a little faster, a little smoother, a little deeper. It seems as if I'm on the bosom of a great billow, going out over a far outstretching sea, to the left. It seems as if I'm on a cloud, going out endlessly through space, to the left. I am developing prana in the negative center of my willpower. I am developing the origin of life, the current of life, the thing that is. I am developing the current of the universe. I am developing the spirit of the current of the universe in the negative center of my willpower, to the left, to the left. Now, just let the body go to sleep. You keep awake. Now I stop the current and I'm feeling downward. And there it comes from the top of my head, down, down, down to the tips of my toes, then up around in front like a great wheel of golden light, coming down, 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 then up around again, and I see that great light, and I bring it down, cleansing, 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 down, down, down to the soles of my feet. The Creator is within me, looking out on the universe through my eyes, listening to the sounds of the universe through my ears, thinking the thought of the universe through my mind, issuing the sounds of the universe through my throat. Purify thou my throat. The Creator is within me, doing the work of the universe through my hands. The Creator is within me, expressing through me. Whatever the Creator is, I am. I am perfect, perfect as he, as it, that which I know, that which at this instant I feel within me is perfect. I am perfect mind in a perfect body. I am that I am, that I feel, that I am. Om Mani Padme Om. And now the body is in a liquid, liquid state, seemingly going in all directions, wheels within wheels. But I, seated triumphant within the citadel of my own spirit, mind crystally clear, and so I bring that light again to the top of my head, and I bring it down with a slightly pressing sensation downward, to be met by a slightly resisting sensation upward, as altogether we bring it down, not missing one cell in the body. The soles of my feet, and I see my whole body, I feel that I see. I see that I feel my whole body, this wide universe, to be full of light. 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 The light of the divine wisdom that is in every living thing. Now, I will fan the living flame that brings the light. As, feeling happy upward, giving thanks outward, giving thanks, giving thanks, giving thanks outward, imagining that great golden, golden shower of light going out in all directions. Slowly, I take a little breath and a long, deep, sinking, sweeping, inward, sweeping sigh. Now I lock it up. I make it my own. As I take another little breath and a quick sigh, and I wake up quiet,